Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 238 for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended mixed on choppy trade Friday. The near-term values were lower with profit-taking, while the more deferred contracts enjoyed strong buying from funds who were looking for supplies after being unable to acquire enough from producers. The nearby March contract was down $1.20 at $461 per ton, while the most active May contract ended up $1.60 at $455 per ton. Activity in the May contract was a feature as investors gave themselves more time to make sales. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker against its American counterpart, which lent some support to values, while spillover strength also came from European rapeseed futures and soy meal. However, weakness in soybeans and weakness in soy oil was bearish, and the large South American soybean crop also undermined values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were down 3 to 4 cents with the November contract at $9.72 per bushel. A report from the USDA said just 14,000 metric tons of soybeans shipped last week, as many buyers, including China, have slowed down their purchases. Values consolidated before the weekend as the harvest in South America ramps up. The U.S. dollar hit an 11-year high against the euro this week, further putting pressure on international exports. Large world supplies of soybeans also undermined the market. Corn was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the most active March contract checking in at $3.86 per bushel. The USDA pegged weekly export sales of corn at 2.2 million tons, which is up 800,000 tons from earlier projections. That was also the highest total of the year so far. Demand is coming especially strong from Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea. Cheaper freight rates have also made it less expensive for U.S. exporters to ship product overseas. However, corn from the Ukraine continues to be extremely cheap, which is pressuring the market. Wheat was lower, down 4 to 5 cents, with the March contract in Chicago at $5.29 per bushel. Lukewarm sales of U.S. wheat on the international market, along with a strong U.S. dollar, were bearish for values. A lack of bullish news kept some traders on the sidelines. There is talk that Pakistan is planning to export 1.2 million metric tons of wheat out of their surplus, which also helped put a chill on the market. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, January 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.